there are a few points that we're leaving hanging. Number one, I said that Habakkuk's prayer bared fruit. So it doesn't exactly say that. It says that God says what he's prayed for has come. I'm not clear if God is indicating that it's his prayer that achieved this, or being that he cared so much to pray so hard, God is telling him this is what would come. That's number one. Number two, we have to wonder what's going on here. If Yeshaya saw all this in advance, then what was Habakkuk complaining about in his book? If his Rebbe already told him this is what's going to happen, so then why do we have Habakkuk asking, how's this happening? What's happening? Right? So this gives us a new angle to analyze what's really going on in the book of Habakkuk. I don't know. I don't know. I myself don't have an answer. I don't know how to work out what the Midrash means if this prophecy was for Habakkuk. So then why was Habakkuk praying that way? God told him it's going to happen. I'm not sure. I can give interpretations, but I would rather do more research. So I'm saying those are two points that are left hanging here. We're definitely being given a far more positive view of Habakkuk from this prophecy. So again, we have to look deeper and see what's going on here.